I'm joined by The Guardian's Luke Harding, who's in Jesse Park in Istanbul. What's the scene, Luke?
Well, I'd say it's like a kind of great Glastonbury festival here. It's a real kind of open air sort of democracy parade. I'm actually in a sort of pop-up bookshop which has sprung up where people are just having themselves to books for free and kind of browsing. And it's an amazing scene. There are people drumming, people dancing. There are slogans everywhere. Many of them against the Prime Minister, Mr. Erdogan, who's arriving back in Istanbul tonight, but others which are ecological, socialist, pro-alcohol. I mean, it's just a massively kind of colourful and variegated scene with kebab stalls and watermelon stalls and people just actually enjoying themselves in the sunshine. And I've been talking to protesters here, and they are kind of nonplussed with the Prime Minister's latest remarks, saying that this is all a kind of foreign plot against him. And they say it's no such thing. It's a kind of spontaneous grassroots movement. That's certainly how it feels like. And I'll hand you over to Aicha, who's a 26-year-old protester who's been visiting a couple of friends who've been sleeping here since the protests began last week. Aicha.
Hello there.
Hi, Aicha. What did you think of Erdogan's remarks, insisting that the redevelopment will go ahead?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand that. I want to say that the point of my view, that I came to see my friends here, and I'm so feeling guilty, actually, that I couldn't come here because I live far away and just wanted to see and feel we are all together here and protest again, and you could see people are so powerful, so energetic, and my friends living in a tent, and they are taking foreigners' bags inside the tent because they asked for us to keep the bags in the tent for safe, and even they don't know each other, they're so helpful, and all free foods and library you can see, and I'm sure this night is going to be even more crowded because still people are coming from other cities, and so it's going to be very like a party here. Yeah.
And also, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
What did you hear Erdogan's remarks that the redevelopment will go ahead? What did you make of that, his statement?
Sorry, I couldn't understand. My English is not
Matt, it's Luke here again. Hi.
I'm just trying to get a response from her about Erdogan's remarks.
Oh, okay. I'll ask her. So, what did you think about the Prime Minister's remarks that this is basically a foreign plot? In other words, it's not about people from Turkey; it's people from outside. It's a conspiracy against him, and so on. What do you think about that? If you could tell Matt.
Yeah, I think it's good because we are not like foreigners. My friends come from even from America, from London, to come and support us. Even not Turkish people. Even my friends from London, from America, so they come and support us.
Sorry, it's a
slightly
different question.
I'm sorry.
Just say about the fact that this is all Turkish people here.
Yeah. No, it's all Turkish people, exactly. It's all Turkish, it's not, people are not trying to force us to protest in another way, not like in politics way. So I think it's good to, I don't know, just sorry, I can't...
Matt, I'm not sure that quite worked, but anyway, did you get something there?
Yeah, sure, and I just wanted to get one more thing about his reaction to his defiance that the park will go, the redevelopment will go ahead.
Is that what he said? I haven't heard that myself.
Yeah.
He said that explicitly. Okay,
yes.
Well, and let me just tell Dalai and I'll yeah. In other words, it will be demolished and his land will be. He said that just now. Right. Yeah, yeah. So can you answer that question? So what's your reaction to the fact that the park is going to be redeveloped according to the plan?
I think we will keep protesting because we can't let this happening here because we need green space. This is a very important place for us in Saxony, social area. I don't think it's gonna be good because we don't want anything to happen here. We want just build. Okay, they can just build more trees and more social activities here. But I don't think this news is good for us now. At all, I think we will still be protesting here, no matter what happens.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Hi, Matt, I think that was it.
Okay, thanks, Luke. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye.